Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
It was very disturbing.
Well, you're easy like that.
So I've never done it since. That's it. I'm out. Not doing it anymore.
Do you want me to reset
this? I feel your pain. Sure.
So I said during that song, as I'm scheduling a massage, I said, I got all these banked massages, right? And so I said, I need to do a 2-hour one. I have been having a very stressful week.
You're getting a massage.
So I was like, let me search.
2 hours.
I want a 2-hour massage.
This man just got back from vacation and now is getting a massage.
This man has had a week from real estate hell this week. Okay. Anyway, so I was like, I can do a 2-hour. I'm going to search by time, thinking next week they'll have an opening, right?
Yeah, and you got to book these things in advance sometimes.
It says, we have one tomorrow at noon. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Perfect. I'll do that
Sign up.
Oh, who's it by? Oh, it's by this guy named Brian. Okay, cool. Brian's the guy. I don't know. I've never had Brian before. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, the massage therapist is really good. Sometimes it's not my thing. You got to find the one that's good for you. But hey, 2 hours. He's available tomorrow. Let's do it.
Book.
You know what? I can't. What does Brian look like? Meet the therapist page. Click the button. There's no photos. Like, because if he's like a super stud, I don't know. Might pass.
Why would you pass on a super stud giving you a massage?
If he's a hot guy, why would you not?
Because, you know, there's a lot of touching going on.
The wind get a frisky feeling.
The wind blows the right way. I'm only that guy. And I'm
sure. The same reason, like, if you got a massage, Jen, by a super hot dude, you would get excited, right?
I don't know. I have my eyes closed usually when I'm getting massages.
So do I, but it's just, you know.
But you know.
Nothing to do with feeling.
How common, what percentage of men that get massages show visual signs of enjoyment?
Excitement.
From the massage. Okay.
Not always.
But sometimes on occasion.
That led us into our next conversation.
How do you not?
Yeah.
But then I start just thinking of other things like, oh my God, grandma's funeral. Grandma's funeral. Grandma's funeral. Hot crust buns. Hot crust buns. You know, just start thinking of other things.
Other things in that too.
And then you're like, I got it.
And I said to Tim, I'm like,
don't flip. Please don't be time to flip.
And that's why I don't get massages.
Because you don't want to have that reaction.
Right.
Because you have a history of having that reaction.
Yeah, so.
And they don't even necessarily have to be young, hot women giving you massages.
No, it doesn't matter. So, so I've had 2 massages my entire life.
And you're 2 for 2. You're batting 100.
Yeah. I will tell you, this is kind of like, I feel this same way about all of the men that I have dated in my life. When I'm like, oh, we should get a couple's massage. They're like, I don't do massages.
Yeah.
Why?
They just can't.
And this is why.
Now, does it happen when they're working on your shoulders?
No.
Or is this just when they start on the leg regions?
Right.
So if you're on your stomach and they're just doing your back, you're fine.
Yes.
So then why not just get the massage from the waist up?
Because what's the point of that?
Any idiot can do that.
Well, because I carry all of my tension in my shoulders and my lower back. So if they spent 2 hours on my lower back.
Right, I have tension.
You carry a lot of tension in your inner thighs.
In my inner thigh, yeah.
Oh, the inner thigh is such an area of.
A lot of tension.
Yes.
I did have a massage therapist one time that went like, and this is the thing though, I'll get to that in a minute, but they went like up my legs and then like kind of like, they don't like caress your butt, but they definitely kind of like go like up your legs and then around the outside of your glutes.
Uh-huh.
Get into the glutes, man. Just pound it like a.
And then they come down and I was like, whoa, this should be foreplay. And it was a woman, but still I was like, hey, but my point is, this probably happens if it's happening to all of the most
of
the men.
I'm sure they learn about
it
in training.
Well, and that's the thing. They're super professional. So it's really you that are preventing yourself from allowing
the
massage to happen.
And how, you know, and you're getting it, just relax and go with it.
Well, that's what happens when I relax.
You stretch.
But the reason I was laughing so hard is because Jeff was describing his last
massage. He had a very
strange
experience. So where did the really wackadoo one? It was Lake Tahoe, wasn't it?
So anyway, when I got married, we got married in Lake Tahoe. We're staying at this like hotel casino resort thingy, and and we got separate like massage treatments or whatever.
It wasn't a couple's gift. Massage. Was
no,
it? Was
we
it
weren't
both of
together.
You in the same room?
No, we were in separate rooms.
Uh-huh.
And this woman was weird. She was like talking to me and whispering these like really sweet.
Like what?
Nothing.
What was she saying?
Like, okay, honey, I'm just going to cradle you. There you go. And then she would like cradle my face as she was wrapping my head and a weird face in a weird towel. And she kissed me on the forehead. And she didn't make any inappropriate advance beyond that. But I just thought that was weird. And I didn't understand why she was talking to me that way and whispering and saying things that.
Like, what else would she say?
How does that feel? Does that feel good?
And is what the pressure okay?
Okay. I'm going to touch you here now.
But that's pretty
standard. That's okay. Just let yourself float away.
Massage talk.
You're doing. Yeah, I guess. It was just. It felt bizarre.
Weird.
It was.
Kiss it on was, the forehead. She
I'm not saying there's anything
you.
Wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a
outside
unique experience for me.
Zone.
It was outside of my comfort zone
Which
at the time.
Where life begins.
Right? And I didn't know how to take the kiss on the forehead.
Well, now, when she kissed you on the forehead, was she standing behind
she, no,
you?
No, yeah, she was standing behind me.
Okay,
so, like, I'm laying
so you're
flat
laying
down.
And she's so at your head.
My head's right here, and she leaned forward.
Okay,
and
did a little something.
But you
something.
Were your
Yeah,
eyes
as she
closed?
Was caressing my face.
And she, wait, your eyes are closed?
They were open until she got in really close, and then I closed my eyes.
And you're kind of like, what's she going to do?
What's happening?
Did you think she was going to kiss you on the mouth?
I didn't know.
That's so weird.
I know.
Are you supposed to kiss your, I don't think this is right.
That's what I'm saying.
Wondering. I need to know what kind of massage that you signed up for.
I don't remember.
Because,
it was.
Well, that's the thing. And you're out in Lake Tahoe. There's a large metaphysical community out in Lake Tahoe. She may have been doing some sort of energy healing on you that you were
that's
not
possible.
Familiar with. And that might have been some sort of ritualistic blessing where she was, you know, imparting and infusing you with love and healing energy and light. I don't know.
And she was very kind of hippie.
Yeah.
Styled.
I mean,
like,
she was sweet, right?
She's very nice.
And how old was she?
She looked like she was in her 60s or 70s.
Okay. And even all of that taking into mind, you still found yourself.
Yeah.
Feeling frisky.
I did.
That's what I don't understand. I'm like, oh my gosh.
A 75-year-old woman is caressing me and whispering sweet nothings and kissing me on the forehead.
We're physical creatures, are we not?
Hey. We are.
Yeah. All of them. That's what I'm saying. All of them. They are all like that. All the ones that I have ever met.
Are you talking about men?
Yes, most men. I only know, honestly, maybe 5 men in my life that I can tell you I know would be like, yeah, let's do a couple's massage. And Tim is maybe one of them.
Mm-hmm. We've done one before.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just bizarre. Like, even my own boyfriend's like, I don't know if I could be touched like that.
Yeah. So my ex-wife, my wife at the time, 1 year, I think it was probably for my birthday, or it might have even been for an anniversary. She had a woman come to the house, set up her table, and she would have an in-home massage.
Mm-hmm.
And she would offer me, and I say no, because of that other thing that happened. And she said, it's fine. It's not going to happen. This woman is 75 years old. She is fantastic. I've used her for years.
Yeah.
I'm going to set you up with a massage, have her come out to the house. And this is what she did. She came out. She set up her table, pulled all the shades, all the lights off. She had her little radio thing with the soft music. And sure enough, bam. Happened again, 75 years old. Yeah. And she didn't say anything.
Are you guys going completely naked under the
hell
thing?
Oh, hell no. I'm wearing very firm sports underwear.
Okay, that's what I was going
to
suggest.
I'm reading about what to expect when you show up, and they said, for extra sanitation precautions, all blankets have been removed from treatment rooms until further notice. Sometimes you need that weighted blanket. And it says, replaced with 2 sheets.
Okay. 2 sheets, not enough.
Yeah, but that's gonna be hey, that's gonna
be rolling the dice there.
It's gonna be cold, so that might help.
Yeah, that's true.
You could tuck it.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'd go in totally naked and the whole nine. I mean,
you
I don't know.
Care.
I'm more free spirited that way, I think.
Man,
anyway.
Well, I hope you enjoy your 2-hour Wonder Massage with your hunka burning.
So you're going to wear the tightest, most constricting underwear in the event.
Why don't you wear a strap? Can you put a jock strap on?
I'm not going to show up in a cup.
Why?
No.
It would restrict the whole area.
Yeah. Tape it down.
It's like a bad movie. Like
duct tape.
No.
I mean, just... I think maybe it's mind over matter, though.
Oh, like 100%.
They,
but that's not relaxing.
See, I just don't. I have never understood, true, and Jeff. I don't think I will ever grasp the concept. I just don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
I just don't know.
They just seem to just kind of do whatever they want whenever they want to do it with.
Correct.
And that would be very unsettling to have a body part that's running the rest of the show.
I don't know.
Nature.
I would like to enjoy it just because of
Watch National Geographic. Watch some bison do it, you know?
I want to know what it's like to pee standing up and to feel the excitement release as a man. I'm very interested in those parts of...
It's glorious.
And how different it is for men versus women. Like, I don't want to be a dude because I love being a woman. Love it. But at the same time, I would like to experience some of the physical... things that you guys can do with your manhood.
Like signing our name?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm very interested in peeing standing up, though.
That does seem...
Just because, when I would go...
The convenience of it.
Yes.
I mean, you can go anywhere.
Yes.
That's right.
And it's discreet.
It's like even
sometime.
In the car. Yeah. I mean, if you're trapped in the car and you've got an old pop can... You can make that work.
It's fantastic.
As well as the touchless process of the bathroom. You know, women have to go in and hover. Sometimes you got to hold the wall because you can't. It's just awful. And sometimes bathrooms are just gross.
I was in the most disgusting bathroom in Hocking Hills. I've never seen anything like it. It was like there were flies hovering over the toilet.
Dude, I have had contemplation.
Like, oh my God.
Of putting, when Penelope was in diapers, I'm like, I could maybe just go in her diaper, in that bathroom and not touch anything because it is so disgusting.
Yes. And that hovering, my thighs were burning.
Yeah. It's bad.
Well, enjoy your massage.
I'll let you know. It's tomorrow.
Yeah. We want a full report.
And if it's really great, refer Jeff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe you two should go get a couple's massage.
Hey, what's up?
We could take you.
How you doing over there?
We'll do a video.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Fisher-Price just released a toy set called My Home Office. Times are changing.
This looks like a cute toy.
Toy makers are staying up with the times. My Home Office by Fisher-Price, where kids can... imitate their parents working from home. It includes a phone, a headset, a coffee cup, and laptop. Costs $25.
That seems an average cost. I mean,
does that sound reasonable to you?
With the toddler over there, Fritch, is this a good price for this item? And is this an item that you feel, young ones can enjoy?
I think so, but I think it's, in my opinion, it's a little expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like they've maybe gouged it a little. Just because of what time it is. This is probably one of those situations where these toys have been around forever, but they used to call it something else, Home Office or, something different.
Gotcha.
But I think $25 for these little toys, I don't know, maybe $19.99, $15.99. Mm-hmm. Kids are going to love that headset, though.
Also this morning, we are experiencing a Dr. Pepper shortage because of the pandemic. And people are really freaking out about it. I don't know if it's because people aren't showing up to work at the Dr. Pepper plant or if it's a supply chain issue, but people are really freaking out about it. Dr. Pepper tweeted, "We know it's harder to find Dr. Pepper these days, but we're working on it. Please hang tight."
Charge! Get going again with the Dr. Pepper difference.
What about, remember the I'm a pepper, she's a pepper,
you're a pepper, we're a pepper, everybody.
I drink Dr. Pepper, don't you know?
It's delicious.
It's the original taste that I love so.
So refreshing.
The taste is making peppers everywhere I go. There's greeting peppers, eating peppers, choir peppers, shire peppers. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Pepper's winning, Pepper's spinning, Pepper's none, Pepper's fun, Pepper's. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too?
Dr. Pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Pepper, drink. Yeah, I remember that clearly.
Yeah. And finally, 54% of people say they do not want to handle cash or coins because of the coronavirus. I don't want to handle cash or coins before coronavirus.
I don't think I have handled cash or coins. I've had a 20 spot in my purse that I haven't touched, and it's been there for months.
Same.
When I sold my car last year and got a new car, I cleaned out all the pennies that were in the cup holder that had been gunked there for 6 years. And the new car, there has been nothing in there except one quarter for the once in a while chance to go to Aldi's. Because you have to put the quarter in to get the basket, the buggy, you know?
The buggy.
So I had no cash on me because I never use cash. Did you finish that story or did I interrupt you?
Yeah, okay. No, that's the end.
So are you using-
I got one quarter. That's it. For that's a year, it. I've only had one quarter.
So are you using credit cards or are you using like Apple Pay or whatever the hell you do on your phone?
Both. Okay. And I went to get a complimentary car wash at the dealership where I bought my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot you got to tip these guys when they wash
your
car.
Yeah, that's the one time.
And I had nothing on me. And I am sitting in the waiting area realizing this, mortified.
Yeah, that's I hate that feeling.
That this is about to happen. And so I am frantically going through my briefcase and wallet looking for something, kind of currency I can give this guy. I came across a Skyline gift card. And it has not been used. It had $50 on it.
Did you give it to him?
And I'm like, listen, I said, it is customary to tip here, is it not? And he goes, yeah, but you know, don't worry. It's not required. Don't worry about it. I'm like, because I don't have any cash. He's like, really? It's okay. I'm like, no, but listen, I have a partnership with Skyline Chili. And so if you eat, do you like Skyline? He's like, yeah, I like Skyline. I'm like, okay, here's a gift card. He's like, wow, thanks. I go, there's $50 on. He's like, wow.
You blew his
This
mind.
Is great. Thanks.
Oh, God. Isn't
what
that fun
great
to do
story.
That? Isn't that, doesn't that feel so good to do that?
I was psyched that it made his. I was like, so afraid he was going to be like, I don't really need to. But he loved it.
That's awesome.
Is it possible for you, could you go back up to the cashier and say, can you run my card for 10 bucks and give me 10 cash?
I would have been too embarrassed to do that. Maybe that would have been possible, but I was mortified enough as it was, and I just...
Yeah, I understand.
It sounds like you came up with a great solution.
Oh my gosh, yeah. $50 in Skyline?
He was stoked.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I don't know. Like, should I do that? Like, should I get, you know, say a bunch of $5 or $10 gift cards at...
I would say cash.
Nearby restaurant, you think cash is better?
Cash.
Because I'm asking these guys, like, do you want to handle cash?
Well, you know what? Get them Visas then. Get a
little Visa gift cards.
Yeah. Do it that way. So they can spend it wherever.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's true, Jen.
That's what I would recommend.
Good point.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.